Britain to pardon 306 World War I veterans. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Britain's government will soon pardon all of the 306 British soldiers its army shot for cowardice during World War I. The men were killed for committing military offences during the Great War. Britain's Secretary of Defence, Des Brown, said, "I believe a group pardon is the best way to deal with this." The government decided to clear the soldiers' names 90 years after they died. Mr. Brown added, "Although this is a historical matter, I am conscious of how the families of these men feel today." The government considered the campaign made by the family of Harry Farr, who was shot, aged 25, in 1916 for disobeying orders to return to the fighting. Farr's family battled for 14 years to clear his name. Harry Farr will be the first British soldier to have his name cleared. His crime was misbehaving before the enemy in such a manner as to show cowardice. It took just 20 minutes for a court to decide he should die. It seems the judges ignored medical reports that showed Farr was unfit to fight. He had fought in bloody battles for 2 years. In one particular battle, 20,000 British soldiers died in fighting. Mr. Farr spent 5 months in hospital with severe shell shock. His nurses said he was so stressed that he could not hold a pen and write. When his officers ordered him to go back and fight, he replied, "I just can't go on." When he died, he didn't wear a blindfold, so the firing squad would have to look him in the eye as they shot him.